Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Is another Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios, coming to you live from New York City. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and welcome to the Morning Zoo. It's going to be a fun day because we're all blessed, right, Josequina?
Anyways, y'all, I'm just saying, like, blessed up and shit.
Thank you. We are going to have a fun day because we've got two great guests from his YouTube special, Prom King. It's our buddy Mike Ciccoli. How you doing, dog?
What's up, man? I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you very much for being here. And next to him, I haven't had him in a while, but a killer joke writer, always murders it when he's on a comedy fight club or anything like that, roast battle. Such a fucking funny guy. Ilya Laskin, how you doing, dude?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Mike, what do you want people to check out?
You can follow me on Instagram at TheMikeCiccoli, or you could search me up on YouTube's Comedian Mike Ciccoli.
Fantastic. Ilya?
Just on social media, Ilya Laksin, Laksin. And I do a podcast with another comic, Bobby Sheehan, called Foot Traffic. If you're into just more bullshit comedy stuff, but also kind of into feet. For some reason, that's where our podcast leans into, so, have at it.
I support it fully. You guys can find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. All I ask is that, hey, if you haven't yet, please check out my half an hour special. Gas Digital Presents 30 Minutes with Zach Amico. You guys hit that 100,000 views for me, and I can't fucking thank you enough. I'm the luckiest little boy in the world, and it's all because of you guys. And hey, if you're watching this program and want to support, head over to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get to watch live with the rest of the live chat. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the last decade. And you get our Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want that Friday one, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the program, I truly appreciate it and thank you. So, boys, it's been a wild weekend for Jim Thornton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Jim Thornton was.
I think no longer is.
I believe no longer is. It's a developing story. The announcer for Wheel of Fortune. And it went from he got a picture taken of a website he was on an airplane, to him being questioned by the police, to him being suspended, to I believe him now officially being fired from Wheel of Fortune. And I believe, the headline says disturbing website. It seems like he was in a pedophile chat room for an hour straight.
To be fair, when I first read it, they said like pedophile support group, which to me sounds like maybe an okay thing.
Yeah.
It's like to me it sounds like a bunch of pedophiles like, hey man, don't do it, and then just like keeping each other in check.
Yeah,
that's what
but
I would
then
hope.
You're
it
like
is.
Also slipping to my DMs.
Yeah, well, I'm like you're gonna have jokes no matter what.
Yeah. So Shannon, give us the skinny.
So it seems like while he was on that flight from Charlotte to L.A. Somebody looked over his shoulder and saw things in the chat room, like lots of cute little boys and little girls, some mentions of CP that they're, you know, assuming what that is. And so what his lawyers are claiming is that because he works a lot with suicide prevention, I guess like websites and organizations, that he was meant to go to a particular website for suicide prevention thing and accidentally clicked the wrong thing, which brought him into this chat room. But according to screenshots, like Zach said, he was in the room for at least 57 minutes.
What is CP? He's like, no idea. You know what's funny? The guy who saw it.
Yeah, that, like, that guy.
That's a pedophile chat room.
That guy, eagle-eyed person across the aisle who's like, oh, I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I've been this fucking Butinsky.
Yeah.
Mind your own goddamn business. Yeah. In all fairness, if he had it up on a laptop, not his phone.
Mm.
It's not a laptop, but it's still, like, I think across the aisle, and it's still pretty small font. Like, when you see the screen, like, I'm zooming in, like, it's hard to make out. Like,
not when you're watching CP.
Yeah, he just stands out, dude.
There's a nosiness to all of us. I think anytime I see somebody, I'm like, I wonder what they're watching. I was once on a bus with my wife, and we watched a guy watch, I think, 3 hours straight of massage porn, like where they'll massage the girl and eventually they start fingering her and then they fuck. They have like greasy sex on the massage table. We watched this guy never changed it once.
Yeah.
3 hours. We were also behind a guy at the movies who we caught watching porn during The Green Inferno, which is probably a good choice in retrospect.
I was going to say, for the massage thing, though, maybe he was just listening to, like, the soft massage. Like, maybe that's the only way he has the music he has access to.
Yeah,
it's like
soundtrack
to massage porn. It's like listening to Enya or something. Yeah.
I like that porn. Some massage porn's pretty good.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
it seems...
It's better than what that other guy was watching.
It's pretty tame.
Oh, it's much better, yeah. It's really marred going to get a massage for me, though.
Yeah,
it's never... I've gone twice to places by me and both times pulled a Texas switch.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Girls in the front. Oh, hey, you know, like they're wearing the scrubs with sneakers. Like only Puerto Rican lab techs and Asian massage girls wear. You know exactly what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a milking table? Are those things real?
I have no idea.
I don't know where you'd find those.
That's, I think, in like a dungeon.
Yeah, those are real. Those are strictly sex.
Yeah. At both times, they go, you come back. And it was a good deal. And then both times, they go, okay, you take clothes off. But there's signs everywhere that says, keep underpant on.
Yeah.
No hanky-panky.
Underpant, no ass.
Yeah, my underpant. And both times, they said the dude did. And both times, he put his balls on my head.
Oh, no.
Both times, he reached over. And I don't know if it was a invitation.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it was just him reaching.
Mm-hmm.
I took my wife, too, for a couple's one. And I was like, did he really, like, punish your ass? And she's like, what? I was like, this guy was digging in my ass.
Yeah.
Like, the meat, like, just really getting in there. And it was not bad. I'm not complaining. It was a good ass massage.
Yeah.
And she's like, he didn't touch my ass once. And she's like, I think he thought that was more leg.
Maybe
I have such a lack of ass that he didn't even realize.
Maybe you store a lot of stress in your ass and you don't even know it.
I think I store a lot in my ass.
Yeah,
I got a massage once and they were deep in my ass too. It was an Asian woman.
Yeah,
deep in my ass.
Did she?
I didn't tell her to stop either.
Did she brush by the balls?
She brushed by the balls.
That might have been an invite.
It was definitely an invite for sure. One friend was like, they jerk you off at this place. But they didn't jerk me off. I didn't have a beard at the time.
Okay.
You think that's why they didn't jerk you off?
Yeah, I think they were scared I was really young.
Okay.
She was like, I'll play with his ass a little bit. Maybe I'll get up the courage to...
she was trying to give you the boost to be like, come on,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Well, I knew fully what it was.
Okay.
I was trying to... I was like 19. I was trying to get jerked off. Tipped them before and everything, but they didn't let me do it.
Well, I mean, what's the protocol? Don't you just get hard?
You got to present. Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
You got to tip first.
Yeah. I think you present, and I think you got to throw whatever the appropriate amount of money is.
Yeah, it was $60 at the time. And she just got the $60. I didn't even get anything. I heard my friend in the other room like, oh.
She could probably sense that she'd be able to get your money without having to bother jerking you off.
Yeah,
she's right.
She read you.
She's playing 3D chess.
Yeah, she is.
You're playing jerk me off checkers.
Thank God she didn't, because we went at night. It's like, if you want to get jerked off, and I'm a rookie, I've never done it. That was like the one and done. I was like, it's never going to happen. But I feel like if you were going to do it, you have to go in the beginning of the day. You want to be like the first customer for that. You want to be like the ninth dish.
I don't know. I feel like it's like at a restaurant. Like you want, you know, the flat top to be, have been cooking for a little bit, temperature even at like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want her in the bullpen for a few.
You don't want her clocking out, like looking at her watch, like, all right, let me squeeze one last one in.
Yeah. You don't want to be the end of the day.
But you want her to be adjusted in. Yeah.
You want to be like third.
Yeah. You want to be batting cleanup.
Her wrist is nice and loose.
Before she's going to get Tommy John's.
Yeah. My friend told me he would go a lot. And when he called to make the appointment for us, they were like, oh, you were just here last week. They said it on the phone to him. But he wanted it. They asked him if he wanted a table shower once.
Okay.
And he was like, that sounds awesome. He's like, they're going to like fuck me on this table while water pours on us. And he was like, no, I felt like I was in a vet. They washed me like a dog before.
They hook you on a leash so you don't fall.
Yeah. They clip your nail. They put you in a cone at the end. They clip your nails and put a little bow in the front.
There's two other guys on another table barking crazy.
Yeah. I had a friend who was a huge scumbag. He was a movie producer. And he would always facilitate people going to they would call it the scrub. But what he would do, because he wasn't rich, but he would always present himself as a money guy. Mm-hmm. So he would collect everybody's money and go, listen, I'm the only, like, if you give them the money, they're going to get weirded out. But I know them. So I'll go in and negotiate for everybody. And then the girl would come out and go, you friend generous man, he pay for everyone. But he would do it and he would act like it was all his money.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact he would be like, so if I pay for these four guys, what can I get?
Mm.
And pocket some of them. I knew he did it every time. You friend very generous. He pay everyone. We have good time.
That's crazy. Have you ever done one of those?
No.
No?
I've never.
I've lived a very uneventful life in that regard, I think.
I've gotten jerked off by a regular prostitute, just never Asian massage.
Yeah.
And that was ended that. That was, I mean, I was really, there's an old Jeff Ross joke that I was going to go out with a porn star.
It's a great
joke. She goes, I can't, I have a shoot. He's, you want to go out on Wednesday? Or whatever, I'm gonna go out. She's like, I have a shoot on Tuesday. He's like, ugh, how about Monday? And this girl would call me at like 4 a.m.
mm-hmm.
And be like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. And I'd be like, yeah, come on over.
Yeah,
there's a good chance he still does that joke, I think.
It's not impossible. You know, he gets his money's worth out of him.
That's a kind of way of avoiding the blatant anti-Semitism that I think you're.
Thank you.
It's like he gets his money out of it.
Yeah, he gets you know what? He really stretches the value of a joke. All right. Well, that's a great transition. Macklemore faces calls to be dropped from Ed Sheeran tour over what some call pro-Palestine set, some call more anti-Semitism on stage. If you remember, Macklemore, a number of years ago, got in trouble for coming out in like a full, I would call, cartoonish Jewish person costume.
I didn't know that.
Like, he came out in like a rabbi suit with a giant fake nose.
Okay. I thought you just meant like he dressed up like the Hasids in Brooklyn or whatever, but I didn't realize the fake nose. That's a real.
The nose puts it out. Yeah.
That takes it to another level.
Yeah, no, he wasn't just in the shit. He was like, he had a schnoz. That was it.
Is it like when Weird Al changes into the fat costume?
Yeah.
It's like he's just dressed like Ringo Starr.
He does look just like Ringo.
Anyway, so what did he do this time, Shannon?
Here, I actually have some video of it.
Good.
I'll show you a little bit of it here. Your sound. All right, one moment, please.
Yeah, I was going to say, were we supposed to be listening to the Stooges on top of that?
You know how disappointing it's got to be, like, when you're like, what a betrayal it is. Like, your most famous song is about being thrifty.
Yeah.
And then you go out and be like, pro-Palestine, something or other.
You can just tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay. Wait, sorry. There's stuff happening. Just shut that down. Okay. I just, and then put the audio on here and then share this.
Got a well-oiled team here.
We're a nightmare. So, okay. Anyway, so he basically, like, his whole set, he played a song. Well, now click away because we're not sharing it. So, yeah.
Shannon's frustrated with me.
So,
is the guest chat playing?
No, I don't have it open.
So, Wheel of Fortune, that's something. How much do you think that guy got paid? Because, like, you think that's his only job, right? Just being the announcer. Like,
I bet that's great. Like, I bet that's iconic money.
That's such an cushy, like, I always envy, like, that kind of cushy job. Like, no one knows who you are, but you're making a ridiculous amount of money for almost no work whatsoever.
I mean, wasn't that SNL announcer that guy forever?
Yeah, yeah.
He was, like, iconic.
And then they just got Daryl Hammond to just imitate him and take over. That's weird. That's a very...
That is weird.
Okay, and Drew Carey just basically replaced everyone with improv guys.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah, sorry. So
CBS mornings.
So he was shouting Free Palestine, and he performed his 2024 protest track, Heinz Hall, and he had images tied to Gaza and pro-Palestinian demonstrations flashing behind him. And so it says that it didn't sit well with the Israel-American Council. They launched a petition calling for Ed Sheeran and tour organizers to dump him from the rest of the tour.
You know, it never sounds good when a sentence starts with Israel launches.
Yeah, they should have the press team rethink that one.
I would go kvetches. Israel kvetches.
Yeah, Israel launches is a poor choice of words.
So basically, it's because he has an opinion that goes against. All right. And listen, I don't think it's not my place. I have my feelings. But, you know, I guess when you are entertaining that many Ed Sheeran fans, maybe your political message isn't the place. This isn't the place to come out.
Also, how do they run it? Like, before they go on tour, someone's got to run it by Ed Sheeran's people. Be like, this is what the background image is going to be. This is what the song, or was this a total surprise? Because it would be much funnier if they just riffed it and were like, let's talk about Gaza tonight.
From my experience, everything is very, very rehearsed.
So, yeah, that puts them in a very weird, because if they drop them, they can't be like, we had no idea that this incredibly orchestrated presentation by Malcolm Moore was going to be anti-Israel.
Yeah, I believe one of the groups that is upset is Pink, who apparently is a huge Israel supporter that I did not know.
Secret Pink or Pink the artist?
Pink the artist.
Oh.
Did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
And I believe a few other artists have come out and say he needs to be removed, but does it? I feel like we used to really be able to protest things.
Yeah.
I would also say I wouldn't call it a protest, but...
Yeah, it's not really a protest as much as it's a support.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, it's not like... I guess from my opinion, I don't think I would enjoy any aspect of the concert anyway. So it's not like this wouldn't have moved the needle for me. Like, I'm already miserable.
If I've learned one thing this week from talking to women, it's that it is apparently wrong to say, hey, don't kill babies. Yeah. You don't know. Listen, you don't know what Israel was going through that week. You know, you ask me, one of those other countries might have put Israel up to it.
I heard those other countries pushed Israel to start taking ketamine. And
that will do it.
Yeah.
And then years later, when Israel committed suicide with its new boyfriend, it was somehow that old country's fault.
It's a tale as old as time.
I'm so uninformed that I just found out who Netanyahu was. I didn't know. I heard someone say it. I was like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, what? They couldn't believe it. I'm just so in my own world about everything. I would like, I could, I'm so good at just ignoring shit that I don't like know.
I just get stuck in YouTube rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And it'll be fights. It'll be body cam footage. And then I got on a hard one on the guy that goes to the Hasidic towns during the day.
I've seen
why is anyone working?
I've seen those. If I saw that at that concert, I'd be like, oh, that was weird. When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay. I was just
I was thinking about this because I was in like I was in Brooklyn the other day, and I was like driving through one of the neighborhoods, and like you know, like the I don't know what they're called. I should probably know what these things are called, but like the big furry hats that they have. But then some of them were wearing like a shawl that they were draped over them, and so like it looked pretty like. They're all dressed like they should be going to the same event, but they're all just going different places.
Yeah.
And that's really confusing to me. It looked like you think if you're dressed up like that, there's like one thing going on.
Yes. Like no. Comic-Con.
They're all
like when you get on the train and it's and you see a bunch of people in cosplay and you're like, "Oh, it must be Comic-Con week."
No, but you go to Brooklyn, they're all doing their own whatever thing.
You ever been to Lakewood?
That's one of the videos I see. Yeah.
Lakewood's crazy. The first time you're ever in Lakewood, you're like, "How long was I driving for?"
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what. There's a guy that goes around and does videos where he, like, stops people and tries to get the info on how many people are actually working and how many people are on welfare.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes to a grocery store and he talks to, like, some Hasidic guy. And he's like, how many people? He goes, it was a very small percentage. You know, we all have businesses. And then he talks to a black cashier and he goes, man, all these motherfuckers use EBT. He goes, I don't think I've ever seen cash in this place.
Those hats that they have, those furry hats, they're like $8,000.
Oh, really?
They're so expensive.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why they have to get on the airplane first.
Yeah.
And fucking
have their own special suitcase
and
for
put
those.
Put their furry hat where everyone's bag should be.
Yeah.
Where they're special, they need to put their special hat, and they all have 8 babies anyway, so they have to run on the plane and go take the separate seats across the plane that they bought because they were the cheapest, and then try and all sit together. Not that I've had that problem on a bunch of planes.
Calm down, Macklemore. This is just it's just a different culture. You don't understand.
It's not like I heard them all speaking English in the fucking tarmac, and then they get on the plane, the fucking yiddle diddle dad has to fucking. Talk for everybody.
I was fishing one time in Manasquan, like right by Lakewood, and I was getting ready to leave anyway, but there's a group of them behind me, and like their little kids came over, and they were like watching me, and like they're like, oh, did you catch any fish? I was like, nah. It's like I was just leaving, and then the mom was standing there watching me, and she was like, are you leaving because of us? And I was like, yeah. I was like, no, I was leaving anyway. What the fuck? She was like pissed.
I only found out, I asked this on the show because I felt bad. My building is very, very Middle Eastern. And there's a lot of women in, I guess, the hijabs. And I noticed they won't get on the elevator with me. And I was like, is it me or is it like a cultural thing? And then somebody wrote in and was like, no, there are certain people, once they're married, they're not allowed to be alone with another man that's not in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And an elevator counts. So I felt less bad because I thought it was just.
I thought it was just like they saw the occupancy and like I don't know if we can.
Yeah, we're gonna crash. Today I even because sometimes I've got an elevator that if you get on it'll still go up to the top floor to take everybody down, and I got on it. There was a lady already on in the thing, and dude, she hugged the side of the elevator the whole time. And I stood all the way to the other side to try and like I turned around. I don't know if that was disrespectful or whatever. And dude, and the second it went off, she fucking bolted.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel bad. There's a bunch of little kids, and I think because I don't wear sleeves all the time because I'm a bag of shit. I've gone down with no shirt on, take the garbage out. I'm
in the elevator?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've gone down in just basketball shorts, no shoes, no socks, no shirt. I don't give a fuck. And I had a sleeveless t-shirt on. There was a bunch of little Arab kids with me. And I forget that I have like ladies on my arm and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just staring like these big eyes. And I have Barney is Marge. Barney is Marge over here.
Oh, nice.
And this one little kid goes, why would you do that to Bart's mother? Hey, Morning Zoo fans. The wait is over. Football is here. And so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with my code ZAMICO, ZAMICO. Spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code ZAMICO in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours. Let's get back into the show. All right, so Macklemore, we'll find out as it's going on. I wanted to look at this one. Gen Z college students roasted for truly bone-chilling party trend. I know nothing about this. I sent it to Shannon blindly. Shannon.
All right, this is going to be a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
So it turns out that this one particular video that went viral, apparently young people call it dartying, is daytime partying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
yes.
We called it day drinking.
Yeah. We still do. And so I'll show you the video. This is what they're saying some people in college do to darty today.
Oh.
They're just doing yoga and running.
That's dexercising.
Yes. No booze involved.
Oh, that's gross. I thought this new, because I know kids don't drink really anymore. Like, that's becoming very rare, or it's becoming more rare.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't kids doing, like, just vodka and, like, electrolytes for a while, and that was, like, a hot thing?
I think so. Well, didn't they just, like, arrest that, like, one frat guy for, like, running a cocaine ring or something?
Yes,
like,
yes.
So it's very different campus life.
Yeah. Because I remember I was reading the thing, the kids were doing, like, the electrolyte powders, but like five of them in a jug with just like vodka and a little bit of water.
Oh, man.
And it was supposed to be how to get hammered and not get hungover. And I was like, these kids are fucking brilliant. I used fucking Country Time lemonade mix. And I would be the most hungover man in the world because I was just pouring sugar into vodka.
Oh,
God. It was such a, it tasted so good, and you'd be hungover for a day and a half.
So they just wake up and work out together, and that's like they're dartying? They're partying?
Yuck.
Yeah, that's weird. That's what happens when you grow up on Instagram.
Yeah. You
know? Just like trying to get ripped for your pictures.
I guess. I don't know. That's,
look
that's
hot.
The time you're supposed to. But you can drink and still, it doesn't hit you like that.
Yeah.
I guess everybody does the freshman 15. You know, everybody gains.
Yeah, freshman 15.
Yeah, because you're not living at home.
Yeah, and you're eating like a poor person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just don't have, you have no self-control.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, how are you? And then you make a lifestyle of it for the next 25 years and you like to really regret it. And you wish you could go back and maybe start some healthy habits.
You trace everything back to the first semester in college.
Yeah, really. I really did just fucking go bananas.
Yeah.
What was like your worst night? The worst thing you did, like food-wise?
Oh, we used to go to Grace Papaya when hot dogs were a dollar. And I'd be like, give me 10. And that was just fucking booze and eating. Or, dude, when Dollar Pizza opened, when Two Bros opened for the first time, that would be like dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I would just go get a pie.
I remember.
And it would be $3.40 and a pizza.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's.
And now the idea of that, like, it makes me feel like they would have to roll me down the street. But at the time, that was just, you just fuck it. Or if I was broke, I would just go get, like, a loaf of Italian bread with butter and toast it. And, like, that would be dinner.
That sounds great.
It was great, but goddamn, I really paid for it.
Do you know the most you've ever spent at Taco Bell? I have the total in my head.
No, please.
Do you know?
No.
$40 for just myself once at Taco Bell.
Okay. That's fucking amateur numbers.
Yeah? Have you gone over?
Oh, I've definitely gone over that. Yeah, depending on if you're getting high ticket items.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Also, the like now, I mean, I guess it depends what it was, too, because like nowadays the prices are insane.
Yeah. This was like 2011.
Okay,
that was.
Yeah, that was more.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like now, like a fucking soft taco is like $5.
It is getting expensive.
Though dude. I looked up, so I love chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A came out with a chicken and waffle sandwich. They don't look like anything special. It's just a chicken patty on two waffles. $16.
Oh, Jesus. That's crazy.
At Chick-fil-A.
Right?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Damn.
That's fucking bonkers.
That is crazy.
And nowhere has, like, the good value. Like, you gotta, it's cheaper for me to get a burger from, like, a pizza place. Or a diner or something that's like a deli.
Yeah, just like a dedicated burger.
100% better.
Mm-hmm. Remember TGI Fridays? When was the last time you were at one of those? They're crazy expensive now.
I can't even think of the last time I went to it.
Oh, yeah.
They still have like an appetizer sampler. I remember that was a big thing.
They have the appetizer. They used to do half-priced apps, and now when they do it, now they're just regular price because they've like doubled. It's insane.
I think everyone just sort of accepts. I think especially being in like the New York area, you just sort of like one day a bar decided a cocktail could be $22, and then every other bar was like, "Well, the floodgates are open now; we can all charge it." And we all were just like, "I guess that's just what things cost now." And then like you just accepted it.
Yeah. I remember working. I used to work at a TGI Fridays, and the drinks were crazy expensive, the specialty drinks. And one morning, we were opening up, and SWAT showed up outside the restaurant with guns and vests and everything and seized all the liquor bottles. And they got sued because someone reported them that they were putting the bottom shelf liquor in the top shelf drinks, and they were selling it for like a crazy amount of money, and the bar was making crazy money. And people found out about it, and nobody came to that Fridays anymore. People were pissed. It was on the news.
SWAT seems like overkill.
Yeah, with guns.
Do you need... Yeah, do you need the gun? Also, regular cops have guns. Why do you need the special elite force team
it was nuts.
Just to see if they're watering down booze or putting bottles.
Yeah, I feel like the Wolf of Wall Street guys got it better than that.
Yeah, it was called Operation Swill.
It's like something from like Boardwalk Empire times. It's like this TGI Fridays is scamming.
Yeah.
I feel like corporate places like that especially, though, get fucking hammered.
Yeah, it was like $500,000 lawsuit they had to pay. The ABC, Alcohol Beverage Corporation.
I remember years ago, because my mom works at the Olive Garden, not bragging. And years ago, there was some story that a kid got served alcohol in a kid's cup. And they my mom would be like, we're allowed to have water in an open, clear cup now. Because they redid all the rules because they're so afraid of that happening again.
Yeah, I remember that. We used to have to pour the apple juice in front of the table. Because of that story.
Really? Wait, did people think people were like tricking children into getting alcohol?
Somebody was sneaking booze in a kid's cup, and then one of the servers must have picked it up.
Oh, okay.
And thought it was going to the table.
Mm. If that's not a call for intervention, sneaking alcohol into a TGI Fridays.
Well, no, they were pouring themselves drinks.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
at the bar. I get it.
I thought that was, if you're going to work somewhere.
Yeah, if you're
going to
work at the bar at TJ Friday, yeah, okay.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, that was just a misunderstanding.
Everybody.
Were the drinks at least strong when you worked there?
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
I took my chick to Outback and I got her, she got the margarita flight. It's like a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it tasted like margarita flavored water.
Okay.
They couldn't, it was just sugar water with maybe filtered it through tequila.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
It's probably just a bartender that hates their job. Everybody at that place was either drunk, high, or fucking. That's how it was at the Fridays. It's like the trashiest staff ever.
Did you ever fuck at the
on the back dock.
Nice.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I'm ashamed of myself thinking about it. I feel dirty.
Did you go back and keep working?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. This is like mid-shift?
This is mid-shift.
Okay. This wasn't I'm going to clock out in 20 minutes.
Presented the idea to another server, and she was down, and I was like, oh, shit. I was scared. I didn't think she was going to say yes, so I was like, all right.
Did you present it?
I think I just straight up. She was, flirting with me a little bit.
Okay.
She said that she liked me, and I think I just straight up asked.
For the guy who was too nervous to get the jerked off at the massage place.
Yeah. No, I wanted to get jerked off. They wouldn't do it.
Okay.
They were just, they thought I was way younger than I let on.
Oh, you're too boyish.
So certain movies, because I worked on movies, if it's a movie about making a movie, gives me a panic attack.
Mm.
Are there, when you watch The Bear or anything that's in a kitchen, do you ever get
Yeah, I can't watch it because of that. It's just, it annoys me. You do get stressed. It's not so obvious to where you're oh, it's just being at work, but it's just a subtle this is so annoying.
What about the movie Waiting?
Waiting is more fun. Because
does not age well.
It doesn't age well. No, but that's legit what it was like. That whole day is a regular shift. It's not even anything special about it. It's just a regular shift.
It's crazy that that hasn't come back and bit Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That he played a proud pedophile.
A proud pedophile. He's doing retard impressions too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Mama used to always bait me with a rubber hose, call me a retard.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, it was. The girl in it, she was a girl at the time. She's a woman now. She's hysterical.
Anne Allback.
She's the one who's mean.
Yeah.
Man, she's
the mom on Ted.
Yes, perfect. That is exactly what every waitress I worked with was like. And I got like that eventually, too. I threw a coffee cup at somebody one time. I got so annoyed and didn't get fired.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Your boss heard you out?
My boss saw it all happen.
Oh, okay.
I was outside. I was in Asbury, I was outside serving tables. There's a video of it somewhere. And the guy was just an asshole. He was definitely from Staten Island. And he asked for a coffee. I brought it out. He said it was cold. I went to get him another one. That was cold. So I was like, I'm sorry about that. I'll grab another one. I'll be right back. And I'm outside. It's packed. And I'm walking away. And he goes, and you're a shitty fucking server, like loud in front of everybody. So I had enough. I was like, fuck this guy. I went to put the coffee down and say, I'll get you another server. And he like pushed it at me. And I blacked out and took it and threw it at him. It broke. Everybody heard him say, though, you're a shitty server. So everyone just assumed he was an asshole. So when my boss came over, everybody had my back, and I got away with it.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And he was walking away. I was like, yeah.
I feel like if I heard someone yell out, he's a shitty server, and then the server smashes a cup into your face, I'd be like, yeah, that's not a good server. Yeah. He seems like, I think he proved the guy's point.
I was pissed.
I don't want to rat out a sweet lady, but with them. So because the Olive Garden my mom works in is the town I grew up in, she just is friends with girls that were like 10 years younger than me who went to high school, like my high school and stuff. And my mom just like goes out with like Puerto Rican girls in their 20s and goes to clubs and shit. It's hilarious because my mom has never taken a group photo and been looking in the same direction as the anyone else in the photo. So it'll just be four hot girls like this and then my mom like this. And she'll call me and be like, guess. And it'll be all people I went to high school with to come in and work. And people that I barely knew. My mom knows their life story and like buys Christmas presents for their kids. And I had a friend that I grew up with. And my mom goes, oh, it was a bad day. Your little friend Jill, she's so sweet. She got fired today. I went, what happened? She went, she said the N-word in the kitchen. What? She goes, well, Zachary, she had a big party of black people, and they didn't give her a tip. And she was very upset, and she walked into the kitchen, and she started screaming, these effing ends. And they had to fire her. You know, I understand why, but she was, Zachary, it was a big group.
I thought that's how you get a promotion at an Olive Garden in New Jersey.
That's how they move you up the chain, yeah.
That's how you get to middle management.
No, that's how they transfer you to Red Lobster, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh. You got to know beforehand and put the gratuity on. That's on her.
Big what party is like gratuity?
I don't remember ordering this.
whenever I make fun of Olive Garden, my mom goes, Zachary, Indian people think it's very good.
It's true.
They love it.
Yeah.
People go to Olive Garden. When my mom's opening, there's people trying to get, like, there's a line at 10:30 in the morning. Can you imagine eating Olive Garden at 10:30 in the fucking morning?
I can't imagine being an Olive Garden regular.
Oh, and there are people that are, like, deep regular, like, every 2 days. It's the worst. It's terrible.
Those breadsticks are good, though.
Yeah. Salad's pretty good. Well, sometimes for holidays, when I'll do a big tray of the salad and bring some breadsticks.
I can't do salad bars anymore. It grosses me
out. Well, no, it's the whatchamacallit. It's the pre-made one.
Oh, all right, good. I thought they had a salad. Oh, no, that's Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Are you like a, but you say you don't do salad bars. Are you like hypochondriac kind of, or are you just
a
like?
A little bit. I worked at an A&P and there was this like special needs dude who was training me. And
that's got to be a tough day.
Dude, he had a booger in his nose the whole time until we did the salad bar, and that's why I'll never eat another salad. We, like, closed the salad bar together,
okay. And
he had this booger in his nose the whole time, and I'm like, I should tell him, and I was like, I don't want to make him feel bad. So I didn't say anything. I just didn't look at him. And then by the time we were done, the booger was gone. And I was like, that's somewhere in what we just closed up.
Maybe he ate it.
He could have, yeah.
Also, maybe he thought, because somebody if did. You were, like, constantly avoiding looking at him, he might have thought you were also special needs.
It's possible. I graduated.
Oh, got another one.
It's possible. I graduated from the carts to the salad bar. So it's a huge possibility.
Moving on up.
Yeah. I was going places.
I feel like everywhere, kind of, if you really knew what was going on back there, you wouldn't be thrilled.
It's true.
I've never worked somewhere with food where they weren't like, and if the health inspector comes, throw everything out.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we were just in Italy, and we were like by this coastal town, and they had like just a little grocery shop, and they had like a machine to self-squeeze, like, it was like mechanized, but like you could like push a button. It was like a vending machine for fresh orange juice. And so, like, a big thing of oranges, and it squeezes it. And there were just flies inside the machine. And so when we squeezed it, like, it was fresh orange juice, but, like, two flies go in the bottle. So, like, when we brought it home, we just, like, scoop them out. And it's just, like, in my head, I'm like, well, Italy, so it feels charming because it's Italy. They don't have, like, a lot of AC.
It's rustic.
Yeah, it is. But, like, in the U.S., that would be a bomb. People would hurling the most racist thing you could say. Presumably, the Indian people who owned whatever store had that situation. Like, shitty bodegas in the city sometimes have, like, fresh orange juice, and they don't even have flies in there. It's crazy how they're just, like, tolerated, I guess.
It's because here you open it up, and it's just syrup, and those are just props.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I don't get me. I mean, I understand that sometimes shit happens. Like, my wife, there's a deli that I like, and my wife won't get food from there anymore. Because one time, she got mozzarella sticks, and when she opened up the marinara, it was, like, rant, like, not turned.
Okay.
It was rancid. Like, it stunk up the room.
Oh, boy.
So I threw it in the garbage chute, and I called the deli, and I was like, hey, man, we just ordered some food, the marinara sauce. I was like, you guys got to toss that. And he's like, what? I was like, smell it. And I just hear, whoa. And he goes, you want us to give you your money back, send you a new one? I went, ah, don't worry about it. And he goes, ah, you're a good guy. I go, don't worry. Ah, we're boy. Because, like, that's how I talk to people.
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't you ask for our money back? I'm like, ah, shit happens. They didn't know. Somebody fucked up. You know.
Working in restaurants, I'll never complain. I'll eat it if it's wrong. Like, I won't say anything.
I'd probably complain if it was wrong. But I'm not, like, worried about, like, I don't know. When people say, like, oh, what if they, like, whatever gross thing in there? It's like, it'll cook out. Like, I'm not really worried about it. I don't know. I think you have to really put yourself in a position to care about that.
Like, fucking with your food?
Yeah. Mm. I don't think I'm blissfully ignorant of it. I'm not. If I saw it happen, then obviously I would say something, but as long as I don't know what happened, I'm just going to go in everything, assuming the food has not been tampered with.
I would send something back, maybe, but I would be the kindest I could be about it, and I would only do it if someone else in my party had not already sent something back.
Mm-hmm.
And in my family, that's impossible.
Oh, really?
Because my mom's cousin, I think, has sent back almost every single thing I've ever seen her order.
Did your mom get pissed?
Yeah. Because they're like, well, now we can't, like, you don't want to be the second or third person at the table it's something minuscule every time, and she wants it redone. And I just know whatever she's getting, like, you want to get your food first.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to follow that. But she sends it in for, like the littlest, you know. This isn't quite medium rare.
That's rough. And it's nerve-wracking being the waiter to bring that back because the kitchen doesn't care.
Oh, do they, like, get mad at you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's always your fault. It's always the server's fault.
Really?
Yeah. Kitchen's got it bad, though. It's hard working back there. You know, it's always hot. It's
disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it's your fault for not going to grad school.
Yeah. Waiting sucks.
I'm trying to the amount of things she has sent back, and then the amount of times I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna deal with whatever this is.
Mm.
I'm trying to think. There's been a few that were, like, egregious, because I get super embarrassed.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's, like, the social pressure of that. That's too. It would have to be something, like, very black and white. Like, this is wrong for me to, like, if I just don't like a dish, I can't imagine being like, I just really don't like this. Can you please take, like. There's got to be, like, a very observable, like, this was improperly prepared for me to even think about it.
I've only seen someone fuck with someone's food one time. I worked in restaurants for years, and the one time I lived in Florida. And you could go to, like, they take that shit seriously, especially in Florida. I think you get jail time. And I saw this one chick. Her name was Bridget, and everybody called her Bridget 561. And she was this big white chick, and she had, like, really tight ponytail and talked, like, with a black scent, heavy. And,
No. Occasionally.
You can do anything you put in the work for.
No, it's not that. Oh, it's not that at all. I'm usually one of the type of these people to come on here and talk about my feelings and how I'm feeling when I'm feeling it, but...
Okay, go ahead.
She talked just...
Thank you, Josequina.
Exactly like that. So I saw her one time, she had, like, a cup of Coke, and she was, like, fingering it. And I was like, yo, Bridget, what are you doing, right? I was just, like, ignorant to it. I didn't understand that. I thought maybe I could. In my mind, no way anyone's doing this to someone else, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, something, something. This guy's been sitting on my table for, like, 3 hours. Ain't tipped me. I finger fucked his drink. Just like that. And I was like, oh my God, Bridget, you are gross. And she was like these big sausage fingers too. And she was working all day.
Wait, when was he? It sounds like he was still having his meal. When was he supposed to have
He was sitting there and he just kept getting drinks, taking up her table.
Yeah, but you, okay, but he's still having, he's not.
She didn't care. She wanted to turn that shit.
He might have, what if he left a great tip? It's like, wow, you let me sit there for 3 hours ordering drinks and only.
Bridget was a piece of shit.
I don't think this girl had a lot of foresight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think this girl had her, I don't think she had her plan right.
No, Bridget 561.
I'm going to say she didn't make it.
Was that the area code?
It was the area code.
Or her.
I thought her dimension.
It was her fucking inmate number.
Her height.
Yeah, it was in Boca. Okay. She finger fucked somebody's drink.
Ah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving on. So we have a bunch of silly shit we like to watch here on the show. And we'll start with this one. This is yet another one of my favorite segments we do here on the Morning Zoo. We love animals. Big advocate. And I love when people fuck with an animal and it gets them. Oh, and this is my favorite segment. Sometimes the bull wins. There we go.
That was a real whirlwind of a...
I did not send Shannon the video of the 65-year-old woman who was killed in a bull thing this week.
Oh really?
Because it was just to say, it was, she couldn't get out of the way. She tried to like juke it.
I will say that this dude that got it in the butt from the bull, he did have to have reconstructive surgery on his butt afterwards.
Oh, on his hiney?
Yes.
That's tough. This lady, she tried to juke it and then it pinned her up against the wall and just wasn't as fun of a video as watching a man flip in the air.
No, it lacks, I guess, the style of that.
Yeah, the je ne sais quoi.
Was she like gored or just like crushed by
She was crushed. Yeah, it was the hooves.
Oof.
Man, when that happens to your asshole, how do you shit? Because you can't stop. You can't just turn your body off and not shit. Like when your asshole's ripped apart.
I'd imagine you need a bag.
Oh my God.
You probably got to ask the SDR show.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, I think you need a bag on that one.
Oh, that's horrible.
Is there a beauty queen just won something? Or one of the girls that was in the
I saw the picture. Yeah, it was a picture. And she had like a colostomy bag.
Yeah, she had a colostomy bag taped to her bikini.
Yeah. Which is a...
It's very progressive.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a deal breaker, but it's a real head scratcher.
Yeah, depending...
I mean, as long as...
Depending on which side of the bed you sleep on.
Yeah. Depending on, like, what's in the bag at the moment.
Yeah. And she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if you sleep on her right side...
Yeah.
And you're going for midnight snuggles...
And she has that no matter what all the time? She can't take it off ever?
And it's connected to...
Her
poop. Her pooper.
Yeah. On the bright side, it does mean, presumably, her asshole is free.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I guess you didn't have to do a lot of asshole maintenance.
Yeah. Right? Or
she might have that because...
Maybe she doesn't have an asshole.
Yeah.
This is way beyond our medical expertise.
Yeah, this is above our pay grade.
I'm like, she has a colostomy bag, so she has a clean asshole all the time?
Yeah, I think
so.
Is that how that works?
In my head, I'm like, you're just redirecting traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what happened.
I'd say it all the time. My health teacher in high school, Mr. Alfano, came in and he had a colostomy bag. And he started class, and he goes, to address, yes, this is my colostomy bag. If you hear noises throughout the day, it is not funny, it is not a joke, and yes, I am defecating.
Oh, my God.
I had a health teacher who had MS, which is pretty cool. I don't know, it's just weird that you think they get people who are the picture of health to teach that class.
My health teachers were like the gym teachers that were done.
Yeah, exactly. I always thought it was funny. It's like the gym teacher was, you can tell they just wanted the cushy job, but then they had to be like, for one marking period, be like, you have to teach sort of a course.
Yeah. He would tell us we always had to wear a condrome.
I remember when Columbine happened, our gym teacher, Mr. Blavos, he was doing health class, and we had to do a special, like, Columbine. This was back when school shootings were a big deal.
Yeah.
And so, like,
That was like such a moment.
Back when they were hot, that was when they were dropping.
Yeah, that was one, like, when that happened, people were like, "Oh my god, I can't believe this happened," and we have to talk to the students about it, which I'm guessing is not a thing that happens in schools anymore.
Right? No, it would be every other day.
Yeah.
Now there's like lockdown drills and fire drills. They do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two different kind of deals, and they do it for like preschool.
Yeah, it's crazy. We used to love fire drills. I was at the tail end of high school. We started getting the lockdown drills. We had to have a couple lockdowns.
Oh, really? I think we had one my senior year, yeah.
Bomb threat or shooter threat?
Shooter.
We had this is what they said. I remember it on the loudspeaker. An overzealous turkey hunter was on the campus, like the school campus, and they shut everything down.
What part of Backwoods, Jersey did you grow up in?
This was North Brunswick. North Brunswick Township High School. And okay. That wasn't even Backwoods.
No.
Yeah, it was just the weirdest thing.
Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee's warming your hands but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee, it's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Have you ever seen the movie about the Port Arthur shooter?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I know what Port Arthur
is.
It's
the Australian.
That's the one that basically happened in Australia, where everyone in Australia was like,
"That's why it's not fun anymore.
We're done having guns."
Yeah, he ruined Australia for everyone.
Yeah.
He killed a bunch of people.
Wow.
And his story is fucking wild. And so he was like, not just like dark fucked up. Like, he had like a lot of like issues. And I think he was severely on the spectrum. And he would grab the wheel while other people were driving and try and crash the car. And he said it was like a compulsive thing. And he wound up hooking up with a rich old lady. And she died when they were in the car together. And he lived. They swerved her side into something. Very much indicative of that he grabbed the wheel and killed her. And he got everything.
Wow.
And he wound up using that to finance the massacre.
The massacre?
Oh, he was in multiple places. He set up shop, dude.
Wow. How did I know? When was this?
Like 96, I want to say.
Oh, that's probably
something like that. Yeah.
Earlier, I want to say. Shannon, can you give me a date on the Port Arthur massacre?
One second.
That's insane.
Also, any update on Macklemore? What happened to that?
Yeah.
I did find his name is Martin Bryant.
So he must have had like artillery.
It was 1996.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Good call, yeah. He burned a house down, went to one spot, set up for a while, went to another spot. Like, he had like a... He's one of the few that like the plan went.
Yeah.
Because Columbine was not supposed to be a mass shooting.
Oh, was it? What? I don't remember much about
Columbine
it.
Columbine was supposed to be a bombing.
Oh, right, because they had the pipe bombs. Yeah.
And then they were going to pick off people
running
as they ran into the parking lot.
Yeah.
That was the plan, but then all their bombs shit the bed. Because the idea was that it was supposed to be Timothy McVeigh. And their plan was to blow up the whole school and pick off people. Then all the bombs didn't go off, so they started doing the shooting.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot. There's a very good book. So there's a book called Columbine, that's basically a minute by minute update on everything. Mm-hmm. But then it also goes through like they knew those police knew they fucked up because they had years of complaints about Eric and Dylan making videos saying they were going to kill people. They had like a website. And all those complaints and charges got shredded that day. Like, wow. As they were still going, everyone knew who it was immediately. And all the years and years of complaints, all the years of phone call, everything that was documented, all got tossed in a shredder. So they must have known they fucked up massively.
Damn. I was wondering about, like, what are you realistically supposed to do? Because, like, it's one of those things, like, if the best case scenario is they don't end up doing the thing, so how do you ever know that they were definitely going, you know? You're just kind of assuming, like, these kids are, I don't know. To me, it's until people actually carry out the shooting, I'm giving someone the benefit of the doubt that they're not actually crazy enough.
I don't know. If they're making videos saying, I'm going to kill this person.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is a death threat.
Well, that's in and of itself its own crime, but I guess, yeah.
They were doing shit like that. They put, like, a list online of who they wanted to kill. They were making videos of them shooting guns and, like, how to build a pipe bomb and shit.
I remember my buddy Chris, he used to get picked on a lot in elementary school. And you remember how you used to have to give out, like, Valentine's Day cards to everyone, like, no matter who, whatever? He wrote, like, he had, like, for the people he didn't like, he wrote, like, threatening. Like, I don't know if he got suspended, but they had to, like, call on his parents and have a whole thing. Because he was, like, writing, I'm going to fucking kill you or something on the people he didn't like.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
We had a kid that got caught saying he was going to bring a gun to school, and it was a big brouhaha.
I once sold pocket knives in high school, and no one said shit.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, nobody said anything. And I wasn't, like, trying to hide it. I was walking around with the box. So it was...
Were they Swiss Army knives, or just...
No, my dad ordered a bunch of swords for himself, and I got a box of pocket knives that just came with it. And I was like, oh, my dad's like, it was actually my dad's idea. He was like, why don't you just try to sell them? And I just sold them to kids at school.
Would you describe your father as a swordsman?
No, he liked weapons, for
what
sure.
What kind of weapons collection?
Well, he had swords. He had a big medieval spear, and he was fucking with me one time and, like, going like this. And I'm, like, in the corner of my room, like, scared. He liked swords and
shit. Is it like in a dorky, like, Lord of the Rings kind of way, or just like I like weapons?
It was I like weapons. For okay, sure.
That's yeah. As someone who has been chased around the house by their father with an axe, yes, I understand the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
After we watched The Shining, my dad went down to his shop, came back up with an axe, and limp chased me around the house for 20 minutes.
And then your mom was naked in the bathtub.
Yeah. When we saw, I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer. My dad had one of those hooks,
mm-hmm.
and he put it under my pillow. Then I woke up in the middle of the night with it in my bed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how you make this. It's a very simple recipe.
My dad used to tell me that if I was deathly afraid of Chucky as a kid, still sometimes if he pops up and I'm not ready, I'm like, oh, like, does something to me. He used to tell me that he was going to put a Chucky doll in my bed if I fucked up in school. And when I would fuck up in school, like, I was so afraid of it that I would dream of it. Like, it was in bed with me, and I'd be like, have sleep paralysis anyway. So it would terrify me.
I would have thought, because you're kind of a ginger, I thought you guys would be like more buddy, like, not
a Chucky forward. Yeah, I love Chucky.
Yeah.
That was my first.
I love him now.
Yeah.
Okay.
My aunt and uncle used to tell me that they set up a snare trap and they were going to eat the Easter bunny. And make me have some.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But yeah, they showed me Chucky way too young. Mm-hmm. Chucky's scary, but he's still my favorite.
I can't wait to show my baby's only like 11 months, but I'm like, so I'll just watch like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He's not processing the images yet,
mm-hmm.
but I look forward to the day when he can actually like appreciate.
You see all the families that are complaining that they took their kids to see Buddy?
No. Yeah, yeah.
So Buddy is the new movie by... He did a bunch of the Adult Swim. He did like Too Many Cooks, the thing that's the Yule Log, but then it turns out to be like a murder mystery. He's done a bunch of Adult Swim shit. And he's got a movie called Buddy that's, I guess people are all trapped in a kid show with an orange dinosaur or whatever it is. And it's gory, it's gross, but the poster is just the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And all these idiot families are not seeing that it's rated R. and taking their kids to it and then complaining that they want their money back because they just saw the poster.
Their kids are scarred for life.
And, oh, their kids are fucked up.
I remember that with Sausage Party. When Sausage Party came out, it was the same kind of deal. Because that was filthy.
Yeah, well, it was really dirty.
Yeah, it was just food fucking.
Shannon, can you bring up the trailer for Buddy and show people? It made more money its second week than its first. It's actually turning out to be a really big... It's
going to
do really good.
Here's the poster real quick if you want to see it, then I'll show you the thing.
Yeah, I think Keegan-Michael Key's in it, right? And Christina Milioti?
Yeah, she's in it, and... Who else? I don't remember.
Thank you for calling the National Missing Child Hotline. Our offices are currently closed. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you have any information about a currently missing child, please leave a message after the tone and we will get back to you.
Oh, Patton Oswalt.
Hell yeah, dude.
Topher Grace. Oh.
Supposedly really good. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
There's more. It was still going.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
What's going on?
The show with the orange unicorn.
Uh-oh.
I've searched everywhere. And there's no mention of it. It's just some forgotten show from the 90s.
Yeah, but there's nothing.
Isn't that just one of those creepypasta stories about the forgotten children's shows? Isn't that its own kind of subgenre?
Or there'll be lost episodes of The Simpsons or SpongeBob where they died and they took them off the air. There's a whole genre of people write books now based on creepy. I did a terrible movie where I'm the crypt keeper. Of a bunch of creepypastas.
Oh, nice.
And I've never seen it, but I the director sent me an email after it was done. It was like, hey, just so you know, what we wound up filming was much more graphic and sexual than what was in the script. And do you want to see it first? And I went, nah, okay.
That'd be funny to just have you as hosting wraparound segments for just flat-out child porn or something.
Yeah, we
It's like, I hope you guys stay tuned for this next wacky segment.
Yeah. I'll go on some creepypasta. They're doing a whatchamacallit movie. Siren Head.
Oh yeah, I saw
which we talked about.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And then I believe Keegan's doing a Slender Man movie.
Is he just trying to catch up to Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele. Oh, it's Jordan. Okay. Slender Man movie. Forgive me.
Okay.
And then have you guys ever heard of the book Pen Pal?
No. Yeah, that's one I've read, actually.
Dude, if you want to read a fucking banger of a scary book, and it's not graphic, there's one death in it towards the end, and it's not, exceptionally awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just about a little kid who's, it's his class, sends balloons out with a note and $2. That says, we're doing a project on community. If you find this balloon, please send back this postcard and a picture of where you are, and we're going to see how far all the balloons went throughout the year. And everyone's balloon comes back except his. And then eventually he gets it back, and it's a blurry picture. You can't see what it is. But then he keeps getting pictures, every day. And, one day, him and his friend are selling snow cone. And so he had written four postage on the dollar that he sent. And him and his friend are selling snow cones. And they're counting their money at the end of the day. And this is 2 years later. And his dollar says, it's his dollar that he sent. And you realize this person's been watching him every day.
That's
the tip-off point of it.
I like that.
It's really fucking scary.
That's good.
What's it called?
Pen Pal.
Pen Pal.
It I read it in two train rides to and from Poughkeepsie. Like, oh, I could not put it down.
Oh, I got to check that out. I'm reading something right now about like haunted records, but when you're from Jersey,
yeah, yeah.
Did you do the weird New Jersey shit growing
up? Oh, yeah, hardcore.
Loved
the
that
man
stuff.
On the roof was near me.
Yeah.
Devil's
Tree was a big one. Yeah.
The place where if you put your car in neutral, it felt like you were going uphill.
Yeah,
Gravity Hill.
Something like that.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the what's the like Midget Town or whatever?
Oh, Midgetville.
Midgetville.
Yeah, yeah.
Is they that don't a... like it.
No. Nope.
They don't like gawkers.
They throw shit at your car.
Is that what they call normal folk?
Yeah. They don't like it at all. They get
has anyone taken Dave Attell there? I would love to see him. He loves a good midget thing. I would love to watch him go Midgetville.
There's a few. We were talking about a show years ago. Or Ryan Shannon was telling us that a lot of the Amish have a lot of little people because of not a lot of exploration genetically in the community.
Yeah, once you get one, if you stay keeping the community, you're just gonna get one.
And they have a lot of downs.
Oh yeah,
and they keep them hidden away.
Really? That's why they have those barns. So many of them. They just keep all the downs kids in.
Same with the same with the wonderful people of Lakewood.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A lot of them.
Wow, I've never even seen a Down syndrome Hasidic.
Oh, you'll catch them. You'll catch
one. I'm
going
to try to. I'm going to try to capture one.
I think they're called menorogaloids. But yeah, because there's so much like
inbreeding?
Wow. There's a very distinct. So if you had to describe the way some. Hasidim look, so the features, you would very much get the same thing if you were describing like a very Appalachian, you know, the Whitakers, those, and the exact same way you would describe the royal family. Prince Charles looks retarded as fuck.
Yeah,
like he had to marry a hot lady. And get some juices in there and mix it up. Because fucking, he's got the big ear. You've seen his hands, right?
Yeah. He's all weird. He's all fucked up.
Have you seen?
Yeah.
He's got like, he can't move his. If there's a paperweight on his paper, he has to go like this. That's not good.
No.
They do look like Vienna sausages.
They do. Looks like somebody blew him up too much.
It looks like he's that's very upsetting.
Oh yeah, like Big Trouble in Little China.
That's exactly what that looks like.
At what point do you go, gee, we gotta get some imports in here?
Well, if you're I don't know, I guess if you're really worried about keeping that that fortune in family, you probably aren't gonna, you probably keep the family line pretty close if you can.
Yeah, but isn't that also like the Kennedys?
Yeah, but the Kennedys always had like random cousins.
They would hide them though.
Yeah.
Because there was
the Grey
one.
Gardens,
there was one that they got lobotomized.
Oh, yeah, the sister, right? It was like JFK. Yeah.
And they hid her away. But I think there's a couple Kennedy cousins that are real bad. And I think it's from like that Martha's Vineyard. Like, you know, these are the families you.
I didn't know any of this. I'm so uninformed.
Sorry, you got a little weird and dark.
No, I'm gonna look all this shit up when I get home. I'm gonna come in a different
person. What's her face? 561 didn't talk to you about
Bridget.
This
Bridget. This wasn't on Bridget's algorithm, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get. There's an entire study that shows inbreeding can lead to fanaticism and violence, and that they're much more prone to like, I don't know. Say if you're part of a culture that goes to war a lot, really protective of, you know, your homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And both sides. When you don't go out of the community, that's how you make fanatic soldiers. And you know, I'm going to inbreed it in there. And you could just, I mean, there's a reason we won the revolution.
Well, eventually you're just kind of a war where it's just two battalions of people with Down syndrome just...
Well, no, what we need to do, what a great future war movie, Retards versus Robots. And then they make a retarded robot.
It's just a regular robot, but they just, you know, whack it a couple times.
Dude, that would be sick.
That would be
Retards
sick.
Retards versus Robots? That's a Fox show if I ever heard of one.
There's a movie where it's all, it's like a world of just Down syndrome people.
Yes.
And there's one like guy who doesn't have it.
Yeah, and they're all like scared of him because he can like tie his shoes.
Is that like, okay, is that like a Twilight Zone episode kind of thing?
I think it's a short.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know how you sustain a full movie.
Just, yeah, you'd be surprised.
I guess.
It might be a little tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to be the Wrangler, the second AD.
Yeah, Wrangler's probably not the right word.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah, the extra Wrangler. The extra chromosome Wrangler. It's got to be tough getting them out of Crafty.
Whole budget went to Skittles.
Just a guy with a giant butterfly net.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard enough dealing with regular extras.
Yeah. You got to line up Reese's Pieces to, like, their marks.
You put peanut butter in their mouth, we'll dub the lines later. All right, guys, that is going to be today's program. Thank you to Mike Sicoli and Ilya Laskin, and we will be back on Wednesday. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down.